Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the 10th topic of Parsha Shoftim, where the Torah will tell us the issue of Avodas Molech, different types of witchcraft and superstitions, and what is the halacha of a Novi Sheker, a false prophet. Perek Yudches, Posuk Tes. Ki ato bo elo oretz asher adoyinu elohecho noisein loch, when you come to the land that Hashem will be giving you, you're not allowed to learn how to do, in order to do, like the disgusting things of the goyim that live there. Says Rashi, lo yisilmad la'asoyz, aval atolomeid lohovinu lohoyoyz. The only issue is to learn to do in order to do. But if you're learning in order to paskin, you want to understand how bad their ways are, to teach your children not to do this and this, this is what the goyim do, for that purpose you are allowed to learn what they do in order to know what to teach, what not to do. Posuk Yud, lo imotzei vecho ma'avir b'no yuvitoi bo'esh koiseim kesomim. It should not be found among you somebody who takes his son and daughter and passes them through two pillars of fire. This was the Avodah Zarah of Molech. Or somebody who performs some type of magic or superstition with a stick. The Chizkuni says that he takes a stick and he measures it with his hand breaths or with his fingers. And on every measurement he says, I should go, and then I should not go, I should go, I should not go, and whatever ends up, that he follows that. Me'oinen, Rashi says, tupshotim, either he makes up these things at certain times are better to start things, or Rashi says, oichazei einayim, he does like magic tricks with the swift of his hand that he is able to fool your eyes, making it seem as if he's doing something magical. Menachesh is all types of superstitions. A person makes a sign if his bread fell out of his mouth, or if a deer cut him off on the road, or if he dropped a stick, it means something or another. Or mechashep, other types of witchcraft or superstitions. Says Rashi, ma'avir b'no yubitei bo'esh, hi avodas ha'molech. That's the name of this avodah zarah. How do you do it? Oise medurois esh, mikan o mikan, two pillars of fire. And you put the son and daughter through the pillars of fire. It sounds like you're not burning the actual kid, rather you're passing them through. You hold on to the stick, whether I should go or not to this and this place. His stick tells them what to do. And as I mentioned, the Chizkuni says, one pshat, how this trick works with the stick. Maybe the other pshatim. The Rambam seems to learn some type of meditation of some sort while holding a stick, and whatever comes up in his mind, that's what he does. Me'oinein, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Elu noisne oinois. People that give times for things. Sheimrim oina ployneis, yofa lehaschil. This in this time is a good time to start. The Chachamim oimrim, Elu oichaze einayim. People that trick your eyes by doing things swiftly. Menachesh, pitoi noflo mipiv. His bread fell out of his mouth. A deer cuts him off on the road. Makloi nofal miyodo, your stick fell. And he makes all types of tirus what that means. Posuk Yud Aleph is continuing Posuk Yud, meaning lo yimotzei v'cho. This is the continuation of that list. It should not be found among you also this list in Posuk Yud Aleph. Ve'choi ve'cho ve'er v'shi'el oi ve'v'yide oini ve'doyresh el ha'meisim. Chover, some type of witchcraft where you summon a summoning. You gather together snakes and scorpions or other animals to one place. Shoyel oiv, some type of witchcraft called pisoim, in which you get a dead person to speak from your armpit. V'yid oini, you take a bone of this animal called yodua, and you put it in your mouth and it starts talking. V'duyresh al ha'meisim. You're able to access and bring up the soul of a dead person and he speaks to you from your male organ, Mokam Amilo, or Begul Goyles, and he speaks to you from some type of, from a skull of a skeleton. Says Rashi, You gather them together through some type of summoning. Witchcraft, the mace speaks from your armpit. That's the name of the animal, Yodua. And the bone starts talking with the witchcraft. A person brings the mace onto his zachus, onto his bris milo. Nishal begulgoyle is a person that speaks to skulls. Pozo gudbeis kisoy avas adoinoy kol oyse eile uviglal atoyvois ho eile adoinoy aloy hecho mirishayisam miponecho. Because it is disgusting to Hashem, anybody who does any single one of the above mentioned items. And because of these disgusting things, that is why Hashem is throwing out these goyim from before you. As Rashi, kol oise eile, oise kol eile loy nema. If it would have said oise kol eile, that would have implied it's only disgusting if you did the entire list. But it doesn't say that. Elo kol oise eile, which means afilu achas mehem. Don't do all that. Rather, what should you do? Pasuk yud gimel. You should follow Hashem wholeheartedly. And if you do that, Hashem will take you for his portion. Says Rashi, Tomim tihiye im Hashem elokecha. Hishalech imoy b'tmimus. Walk with him wholeheartedly. Utetzapoli, look forward to him and him only. Don't look for the future, which is many of these things that the goyim did. We're trying to figure out the future. Whatever comes to you, accept wholeheartedly. Then you will be for Hashem's portion. Rashi's darshaning the pasuk. Without Rashi, I would have said pshat in the pasuk, tomim tihiye im Hashem elokecha. Be wholehearted with Hashem. But Rashi understood that that's superfluous. Obviously, a wholehearted means with Hashem. Who else? So the Darshaning, Im Hashem Elokecha, Tomim Tihiye, Kamo, that sentence stands on its own. If you do that, then you will be with Hashem. In Pshat, you have to ignore this Aliyah of Chamishi. We're continuing, Mamash, in the middle of a topic. Ki Hagoyim Ho'eile Asher Ato Yirei Shisom אל מעוננים ואל כויסים משמעו ואתו לא יכן נוסנךו אדוינו אלוייךו. Because these goyim that you are inheriting, they want to know the future, and therefore they go to the me'oinenim, Rashi, at tupshotim, either what times are good for things, or oichas einayim, they go to koismim, people that do the thing with the stick. They listen to those type of people. But you don't need that. Hashem gave you something better. Namely, Novi Mikir Becho Meachecho, Komoini Yokim Lecho, Adoino Yaluhecho, Elov Tishmaun. Hashem will give you a Novi from among you, from your brothers, just like me. And listen to him. Says Rashi, Posu Yudalid, Luichain, Nosanoch Hashem Lekecho, Lishmoya El Moininim, Vel Koismim, Shari Hishcho Shino Lanavim, Valuri Vetumim. You don't need that. I'm from among you, a brother. So too, in future generations, every generation, until it stopped, will have a Novi. And it will continue in the future. Just as you asked from Hashem, Bechor of Har Sinai, on the day of Maimed Har Sinai, you said, you don't want to hear directly from Hashem. You asked me to come in between. As we saw above in Parshat Vayeshanan, Perek Hey, Posuk Chov Dalet. Klal Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu Kravato Shmo. Eis kol asher yomar Hashem Elokeinu ve'at tedaber eleinu. Eis kol asher yedaber Hashem Elokeinu eilecho v'shamanu v'asinu. Klal Yisrael es Moshe Rabbeinu to be the go-between. They don't want to hear directly from Hashem. You asked for a Navi, you got a Navi, and it will continue to exist. And Hashem told me back then that it's a good thing that they requested, and they're in awe of me, and they can't hear directly from me. And I will indeed prepare a Navi for them. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says something peledic over here. In Posuk Tezayin, there's a subtle hint of Musar that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael. He's telling them, this is a shtickle, your fault, that you need to come on to a Navi. This is what you requested back then. And like Rashi told us back then in Parshat Vayeshanan, it says, Ve'at tedaber eleinu, says Rashi, Toshash koicho kenekevo. Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad. He would much rather them have a direct relationship with Hashem Yisborach. But it's a little bit hard to understand, because both back then in Parshas Vayeshanan, and here also, Hashem tells Moshe, Hey tivu asher dibeiru, they're right, you're wrong. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu utilize this as a subtle musar? Any idea? But so says the Or HaChaim. Posuk Yudches, Novi Yokim Lohem, Mekerav Arihem Komoicho, V'nosati Devorai Befi, V'vidiber Alehem, Eis Kol Asher Atzavenu. This is Hashem talking. Continuation of Etivu Asher Dibeiru, says Hashem, I will appoint a Novi from their brother, just like you, Moshe Rabbeinu. And I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything that I command him. Lehoyo ho'ish asher lo yishma el devorai asher yedaber bishmi, and somebody who doesn't listen to me, namely what the Navi says in my name, I will demand of him, says Hashem, I will punish him. This pasuk concludes three situations in which a Novi is chayev misa, a Novi shekel. Number one, a Novi asher yozid ledaber dovo b'shmi. He says something b'mezid in my name that I never told him. Number two, eis asher lo yitziv ledaber. Even if I told it to another Novi, but I didn't tell it to him, he's also chayev misa. And asher yedaber b'shem Elohim acherim, a Novi that said something in the name of an Avodah Zorah, a god that others turn him into a god. Such a Novi, that's over one of these three things, is Chayav Miso. Says Rashi, Asher lo yitziv yisiv ledabel. These words are extra, because Asher yozi ledabel bishmi already says, he says something in my name that I didn't say. What does it mean, Asher lo yitziv yisiv ledabel, avol yitziv yisiv lechaveiroi? Even if I told it to another Novi, but I didn't tell him. Vayesher edabel b'shem Elohim achirim, afilu kivines alocho. Even if he says the right thing, b'shem avodah zorah, leser asur ulatir asamuto. He says b'shem avodah zorah, the proper thing, the din Torah. But since he said it b'shem Elohim achirim, umeis b'chenek. Shloisho misosom bidei odom is learned out of our pasuk. Number one, amis nabe mashaloi shoma. He didn't hear nevuah and he's make something up. Number two, mashaloi nema loy v'nema lachaveiroi. It wasn't said to him, even though it was said to his friend. And number three, v'amishnabei b'shem avodas kichovim. That's b'shem Elohim achirim. Avol, says Rashi, ha'koivesh es nevuos. If a Novi got nevuah from Hashem, but he locks it up inside, he doesn't share what Hashem told him to share. And v'ho'oiver al divrei Novi. If a person does not listen to what a Novi told him to do. And a third is, v'ho'oiver al divrei atzmoi. A Novi that says something Hashem sent to do and he himself doesn't do it. These three people, misosom bidei shomayim, that's from the previous pasuk in pasuk Yutes, and that's chayim miso bidei shomayim shenemar in the previous pasuk onoichi edrish meimai. I Hashem will demand of him; I will punish him. And where do you see these three surim in the previous pasuk? So the pasuk pshat of the pasuk, oish asher lo yishmael dvorei asher yedaber bishmi. That's the middle one, hoiver al divrei novi. But because of the double loshen, asher lo yishmael dvorai, asher yedaber bishmi, that includes also hoiver al divrei atzmoi, and akovish nevuosoi, is learned from a drosha instead of lo yishma el devorai, read it lo yashmia el es devorai. He doesn't make known, he doesn't tell others what I told him to tell him. That's a kuvish of divorce. All those three are onuchi edosh meimoi. That's misa bidei shomai. Posuk chof ale v'chisoy mar bilvovecho icho neida es hadavor asher lo yidiberoi adonai. And if you'll ask, how are we supposed to know that the Novi is saying something that Hashem didn't tell him to say? A guy comes and he says, b'shem Hashem. How am I supposed to know that he's not saying it b'shem Hashem? Good question. Says Rashi, this actually happened. It's not only if, it will happen. And Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu is talking about in between the two Goluyos. At the end of Bayis Rishon, there were two Goluyos. One 11 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, referred to as Golus Yechonyo. We mentioned it in Megillas Esther. That's when Mordechai went into Golus, went into to Shushan. And that happened 11 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. And then the second Golus, Golus Tzidkiyo, by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where the rest of Klal Yisrael were taken into Golus. In the first Golus, when the Nebuchadnezzar took some of Klal Yisrael, he also took some of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And at that time, Hananya ben Azur, he was a Novi Shekel, and he said Nevuah. And he says, Hinei Eklei Beis Hashem Mushovi Mi Bovelo Atom Eiro. Rabbi said, don't worry about it. Hashem told me that the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash will be returned from Bovel back to Eretz Yisrael. Yirmiyahu Anovi was standing and he was screaming, Elo Amudim Velayom Vel Yeser HaKelim Sheloi Goloim Yechonyo. The contrary, the rest of the Kelim that did not go in with Golus Yechonyo, Bovelo Yuvo, there will be a second Golus Im Golus Sidkiyo, the exact opposite of what Hananya ben Azur is telling you. So when I have a situation like that, you have Yirmiyahu Anovi versus Hananya ben Azur telling me the opposite, how am I supposed to know who to believe? How am I going to know who's Chayev Misa? Says Posuk Chof Beis, Asher yedaber anovi b'shem Adonai, v'lo yehiyeh adovor v'lo yavoi, hu adovor asher lo yidiberoi Adonai, b'zadoi nediberoi anovi lo yisogur mimenu. Says the Posuk, very simple. If a Novi says something b'shem Hashem, something that's going to happen in the future, and it doesn't happen, you now know Hashem did not tell him to say that. Clearly, if Hashem would have told him to say it, it would have happened. Rather, b'zodon dibrei anovi, he said it maliciously. He lied, b'shem Hashem. Lo yisogu mimenu, do not be afraid to come to Bezdin and say what you have to say about this Novi. Don't worry about it, you won't get punished. And he is chayev misa. Says Rashi, asher yedaber anovi, v'yoyimar dovo ze osid lo v'yaleichem. A Novi says something will happen in the future, v'tiru shelo yovoi, and you see it didn't happen. Hu adovor asher lo yidibrei Hashem, and now v'aroi goisoi, kill him. Fregt Rashi, v'im toimar, zu b'mishna b'yalo asidois. This solves the problem of Posuk Chof Aleph, if a Novi said something is going to happen in the future. If it didn't happen, I now know that he's a Novi Shekel. But what about Arishe bo v'omar asu kach v'kach, u'mipi ha'kodosh boruch hu anayoymel? Let's see, he doesn't say anything about the future. He says, do such and such in the name of Hashem. How am I supposed to know if he's a Novi Sheker or not? And for Rashi. And Rashi now is going to take us back to a pasuk we learned last week in Parshas Re'ei, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Over there, the parsha was talking about if a Novi Sheker, I'm sorry, not Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk Vov, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Vov. Over there, the Torah is telling us that a Novi Sheker who tells us to be Oyved Avodah Zorah, so you know automatically he's a Novi Sheker. Hashem told us he will never tell that ever to a Novi. And therefore, you kill him right away. But there in Posuk Vov, when the Posuk is explaining why that Novi is Chayev Misa, he says that Novi Yahu Yumos, why? Ki diber Soro Hashem. And what did he do? La'adicha cho min ha'derech asher tzivu Hashem elokecha lo leches bo. He tried to push you away off the path that Hashem has told you to go. So back then, I understood Pshat in that pasuk is, what path did he try to remove you from? Namely, he told you to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. But Rashi over here seems to learn different. Rashi over here seems to learn, Ladicha Chomin Aderech, is if a Novi tells you to do, to be over on any Isser in the Torah. You know, he's a Novi Sheker. I, we know that a Novi has a right, if Hashem tells him to do so, to be a Hoiro Asho, like Eliyahu and Ara Carmel, says Rashi. Kvar nitztavu shimbo leadicha chomi achas mikol ha-mitzvois, loy tishma loy. Rashi's telling us pshat in over the pasuk over there. When we learned it, then we thought it's talking about Avodah Zarah only. Says Rashi, no. If he tells you to be over any mitzvah in the Torah, don't listen to him. He's a novi sheker and he's chayev misa. Elohim kein mumcha ulecho shu tzadi gomu. Unless you know for a fact that this novi standing in front of you is a tzadi gomu, and of course he's a novi, kegoin Eliyahu bar HaKarmel, sheikri bebomo b'shas isur abomois, kedei ligudei res Yisrael, he brought a korban on a bomo outside the Beis HaMikdash, ish edoi raisa. Eliyahu a novi, he's a mumcha lecho shu tzadi gomu, that he's a novi. Hakoyle fi tzorech shor usiaga pirtzo, if it's needed to fix klal Yisrael, to get them away from Avodah Zarah, lekach nemer over there, elov tishmeun. There you have to listen to a Novi, even if it seems that he's going against the Torah. But unless he's mumcha lechosh utzadi gomur and he's a Novi, then right away you could assume he's a Novi Shekel if he told you to be mevatel or to be over on any mitzvah in the Torah. Don't be scared of coming to Bezdin and saying negative things about him, telling Bezdin what he did. Don't be scared of being punished, that if he gets killed, so you'll be punished. No, you're doing the right thing. Adkan, the 10th topic of not doing witchcraft, what to do with a Novi Shekel. On to the 11th topic, the Ori Miklot, the refuge cities, for a Ritzer B'Shoigeg to run away to. Posuk Alev Ki Yachriz Adoino Yaloi Hecho Es Hagoyim Asher Adoino Yaloi Hecho Noisein Necho Es Artom V'Rishtom V'Yoshavto V'Orihem U'Vavoteihem. So already back in Parshas Masei, the Torah told us you have to designate 6 refuge cities for the Ritzchim B'Shoigeg to run away to. 3 in the eastern side of the Yarden, Medanachal of God, Reuben, God, and Menashe, and 3 in Eretz Yisrael. In Parshas Vayeschanan, we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu already designated the 3 in Eivar Yarden. What he could, he did. Says the Torah now, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem will destroy the Goyim, that Hashem is giving you their land, you will inherit them, and you will settle down in their cities and in their houses. Then, Shaloi Shorim Tavdil Alor B'Soicha Artzecho Asher Adoino Yaloihecho Nusein Lecho L'Rishto. You have to designate, separate 3 cities within the land that Hashem is giving you to inherit. Tochin Lecho Haderech V'Shilashto Es Gevul Artzecho אשר ינחיל לך אדוינו אלוהיך והיה לנו שמה כל רוצח. Prepare the way. Make the roads user-friendly. Put signs where the Ori Miklot are. Which road he has to go down in order to get there. And how should these Ori Miklot be situated throughout Eretz Yisrael? ושילשתו את גבול ארצך. Rashi says that the 3 Ori Miklot in Eretz Yisrael, as are in the Eivar Yarden, but now we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, are divided equally to the length of Eretz Yisrael. You take the whole Eretz Yisrael from north to south, divided into equal 4 parts. Let's start from the south. From the southern border to the first Ir Miklot is the same distance as from the first Ir Miklot to the second, to the third, and from the third until the northern border. So how does Vishilashto, which comes from the root of 3, come to mean to divide the land into 4? That is because if you want to divide a strip of land into 4 pieces, you have to make 3 cuts. So make those 3 cuts equally distanced one from another in the land that Hashem has given you to inherit, and those cities will be designated for someone who kills B'Shoigeg to run through. Says Rashi, talking to Chaderech, how do you prepare the road? By Miklot, Miklot, Toyokosu, Val Poroshas Drochim. There was a sign Miklot in every fork in the road, facing towards the road that leads toward the Ir Miklot. V'sheila shtoes gvul ha'artzachon sheyeh mitchilas ha'gvul ad ho'ir ha'rishoino shel Ir Miklot. From the gvul, from the border until the first city, will be exactly the same amount. Kishio mahalach sheyesh mimeno ad ha'shniyo. V'chem yeshniyo la'shlishis, v'chem la'shlishis ad ha'gvul ha'sheini shel Eretz Yisrael. Posuk dalet v'ze devar ha'roitzeyach asho yanu shomo v'choy asho yakezri ehu b'vli da'as. And these are the halachos of the Ritzeach b'shoigeg, who is eligible to run to one of those cities in order to stay alive, and he shouldn't be worried about the goyel adam, the relative of the one who was killed. He should get back at him. A person who kills his friend bivlidas without knowledge, he didn't hate him from the day before, yesterday and the day before.
V'asher yavo yezri'ehu v'yar lachtoiv eitzim v'nidcho yodoi v'garzen lichrois ho'eitz v'noshal ha'barzel mino eitz u'motzo yezri'ehu v'meis hu yonus elachas he'orim ho'eile v'choi.
Or, for example, somebody comes with his friend into a forest to chop wood. Not that they went chopping wood together. He went chopping wood by himself, but his friend, another Yid, is there and he's not aware of him. He takes his hand with an axe and he swings it in order to chop down a tree, to chop down a branch. And what happens? The iron piece detaches from the wood. Either it means the iron piece of the metal detached from the wood, namely from the handle, and the metal, the iron piece, the axe, that's what killed the guy. Or the iron part of the axe caused a chip of the wood that he's chopping to detach from the tree, and that went flying and killed the person. And whatever hit the person, either the iron piece of the axe or the piece of wood, found his friend, and he ended up dying. He killed b'shoigeg. He is a person that should run to one of these cities in order to live.
Says Rashi, v'nidcho yodoy, kishebo lehapila garzel anoetz.
When he comes to swing his hand and chop down the tree,
v'targumoy of the word nidcho is v'sismerei gedei, loshen v'nishmeto yodoy.
His hand falls down, lehapil makas ha'garzel alo eitz. Right, when you want to chop down, your hand sort of, you make it drop down forcefully onto the wood.
Kishom tu ha'boko, tirgem yonison, ari merigoi toirayo. Veno shal ha'garzel alo eitz.
Machlokes tanoim, what this posuk means.
Yesh merabu seinu oimrim, nishmat ha'garzel mikitoi.
The iron piece of the axe fell off the handle. The word mino eitz, according to this pshat, means the wooden handle.
V'yesh mehem ha'imrim, sheyish al ha'barzel lechaticha mino eitz ha'mizbakeya.
That the iron piece of the axe caused the piece of the wood of the branch to detach.
V'yinitza v'hogo, it's the mino eitz that he's chopping, that went ahead and hit the person and killed him.
Pozu gvo v'pen yirdo yivgoyei ladom acharei oroitzeyach. And the reason I'm telling you, talking lecho aderech, to prepare the roads and put up signs, and they should have more than one orei miklot to make it convenient for the ritzer b'shoigeg to run away. Because if you don't do that, the goyel adam, the word goyel means a relative. The relative of the blood, of the person whose blood was spilt, namely the Nilzach, he's going to run after the Ritzer B'Shoigeg because he's all heated up, he's very angry. And when he reaches him, because the distance is too long to get to the Ori Miklot, he's going to end up killing him. But this Ritzer doesn't deserve to die. He didn't kill him out of hatred. He didn't hate him yesterday and the day before. It happened by mistake. He's a Shoigeg. That's why I'm telling you to prepare the road, make it convenient and easy for the Ritzeach to find and get to this Ir Miklot. That's why I'm telling you to prepare three cities, refuge cities.
ואם ירחיב אדינו אלוהיך אז גבו לך כאשר נשבע לאביסך נוסן לך אז כל אורז אשר דיבר לו סייז לאביסך.
And when Hashem will widen your borders, like he has sworn to your ancestors, namely the Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini that he promised Avraham Avinu, and Lo Asid Lovo, he's going to give you the entire land that he spoke to give to your ancestors. And when will that happen?
Ki Yishmor Es Kol HaMitzvah Azoish La'Aseiso Asher Anochi Mitzavecho Hayom לאהבו את אדונו אלוהיך ולא לחס בדרכיו כל היומים ויוספתו לך עוד שלוש אורים על השלוש האלה.
If you keep all the mitzvahs and you do them exactly as I am commanding you today and you love Hashem and you follow His ways for all the days, then the land will get bigger. You have to add more refuge cities. Add three other refuge cities on the existing Shalosh Ha'ela that I just told you about. Besides for the three in Eivar Yarden, which we discussed in Voschanan already.
Says Rashi, V'im Yarchiv, Kasher Nishba Losses Lecho Eretz Keni, Knizi Kadmoini. As we saw before, we saw it in Parshas Dvorim, we saw it earlier in this Parsha also.
V'yosavto Lecho Oid Sholosh, some total Harei Teisha. Sholosh Be'er Yarden, that Moshe Rabbeinu designated already in Parshas Voschanan. V'sholosh Be'eretz Kanan, we were just told about. Shalosh lo asid lovoi. Posuk yud v'lo yishafich dom noki bekerev arzecho asher adoino yaloyecho noisein lecho nachalo v'hoyo olecho domim. And these ore miklot will make sure that the innocent blood should not be spilt in your land, namely the innocent blood of the Ritzer B'Shoigeg. He doesn't deserve to be chayim misa. And by making these ore miklot and making them convenient to get to, his blood will not be spilt in the land that Hashem is giving you as an inheritance. If that were to happen, that guilt of innocent blood being spilt would be upon you. And that's why I'm telling you to avoid it.
I apologize. That niggun of the end of a topic was incorrect. We're in the middle of a topic.
And what will happen if somebody indeed killed his friend because he does hate him? He hates him, and therefore he ambushed him, and he killed him, b'mezid. And he utilizes one of these cities, and he runs to them in order to save himself.
Says Rashi, V'chiyihiyeh ish soyne l'reyeyu, alidei sin osoy hubo lidei ve'or avloy.
Rashi is darshaning the extra words, soyne l'reyeyu. Why is that relevant? The point is he ambushed his friend and he killed him, amazed.
Says Rashi, first he was soin l'ri'eyu, and because he hated him, that's what caused him to ambush him and kill him.
Mikan on what we learn out of a godom mitzvah kalo, if a person was over a light mitzvah,
soifu ilavur al mitzvah chamura, he'll end up being over on a chomer dekeres.
Bifishavur aloisishna, which people take as a mitzvah kalo,
soifu ilavur l'ishfichus domim, he'll end up being roitzeach.
Because it should have simply said,
that's the point, if you killed b'mezid.
But it's marked in this to tell you this lesson, that if you're over on a mitzvah kalo, you'll end up being over on a mitzvah chamura.
The Beis Din should send for him and take him out of there. He doesn't deserve to be in Ore Miklot.
And once they paskin, of course, with two Edim, that he's Chayav Misa, they give him into the hands of the Goyil Adam. It's a mitzvah on the relative of the person who was killed to kill this person after Beis Din paskin, that indeed is Chayav Misa.
Posugud Gimel Eloisochois Einecho Olov Uviarto Damanokim Yisrael V'toiv Loch.
And your eyes should not have pity on him and get rid of the one who spilled innocent blood from Klal Yisrael. And then it will be good for you.
Says Rashi, lo'isochois einecho. Why would I think to have mercy on him?
Says Rashi, shelo toima. Don't think. Horishoin kvar nerag. Okay, he was killed already. What are you going to do?
Lomo anoil gemezeh. Why kill a second person?
V'nimtzu shnei Yisrael harugim.
Now two Yidden are dead. What do you gain by that? Says the Torah, wrong cheshbon. Do not have pity on him and get rid of the one who spilt the innocent blood from Israel, and then it will be good for you. Says the Chizkuni, says the Sfonoi, if you kill him, he won't kill more people. That's the answer to your Taina. Why kill another person? What would you gain? You gain v'toiv loch. There won't be murderers walking around killing other people. Adkan, the 11th topic of the Ori Miklot and the Ritzeach B'Shoigeg, and at the end, Ritzeach B'Mezit.